Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, love it or loathe it, Christmas is only 166 days away and Hallmark are searching for their new leading man. So do you fancy starring in this?
Emily, you came.
Two exes.
What are you doing here?
Your sister said she thought we broke up and you didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's weird.
One major merry mix-up.
What if you stay here for a week so that my family can enjoy Christmas drama-free?
An unexpected Christmas on Hallmark.
Yeah, you know, the cheesy, the really kind of half rubbish, easy watch and so utterly predictable Christmas movies that you probably watch those days around the 28th, 29th, 30th of December when you've nothing to do in the afternoon. Well, in Finding Mr. Christmas, it's launching this autumn on the network's revamped streaming platforms, Hallmark Plus. They're looking for 10 guys are going to compete in a series of challenges testing their acting skills and their festive spirit. And the winner will land a leading role in the 2024 Hallmark Channel holiday movie and earn the title of Mr. Christmas. News Talk's Laura Donnelly from the newsroom is with me on the line today because, Laura, you love a good Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, absolutely. You can guarantee I'll watch that one. So, like, when it comes to Christmas, I'll be watching these films, like, most days. So it'll be some girl returning to her hometown for Christmas. She falls in love with the guy who's just arrived there to set up a business. You'll see something where he'll spill a coffee on her on the main street and they'll have a bit of a run in. But thankfully, they'll bump into each other later at the local fair or something and love will blossom. And that is the way that the story that they all follow is something warm and fuzzy like that. Like, I'll read the details of the film. I'll
you
go,
don't.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of me.
Do
and
you?
I'll watch. And I'll start to watch it and then 20 minutes in I'll think, oh, I've already seen this one because
yeah.
They're all so similar.
There was one I watched last Christmas. Lindsay Lohan was in it. Was it Falling for Christmas? It's the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Like they're on the, you know, she's skiing because they're in the real country town or they're in Colorado or something. And she goes on a, you know, she takes to the slopes and she's a skiing accident. And next thing he comes and he saves her. And it's, you know, pure prince and princess stuff.
Oh, I know. And it's so unrealistic as well. Like she wakes up, I know the exact one you're talking about. And she wakes up not knowing where she is. But
yeah,
she's totally comfortable
nonsense.
To see with all these strangers.
Yeah.
Like sometimes the scripting in them is so bad and the acting's not great either. But like, it's just escapism. Like life is hard enough. I watch these kind of for the same reason I watch Love Island, to switch my brain off from everything else that's going on and the grimness around us.
Catherine McKiernan is with us as well, Laura, because Catherine's an actor and, of course, a presenter in 98FM. But you starred in a Hallmark movie, Love's Portrait.
I did. Yeah. Lucky me.
Laura is so jealous.
Oh, I think Laura synopsized it so beautifully. Yeah, I was in a Hallmarker called Love's Portrait. We shot it back in, God, was it 2021 now, or in Kilkenny. But it's incredible to be part of it because it's just an amazing machine. Like, it's a slick operation, as you can imagine. Their turnaround time is remarkable. You're talking 2-3 weeks of filming. It's pretty intense, but they get a whole film wrapped up in that amount of time. That's phenomenal for a film. And yeah, it's cheesy. You know what you're getting with a Hallmarker for sure, as Laura said. But do you know what I think they are and what I loved being part of was the fact that it's an absolute postcard of Ireland. Like, it's shot so beautifully.
Which the Love's Portrait one that you were in.
Yeah, it's stunning. Like, a really, really incredible postcard of Ireland. Like, Ireland looks incredible. As I said, it's around Kilkenny, which is beautiful. It was in a small village outside Kilkenny called Inishtig, where lots of stuff has been filmed. But yeah, there is such an appetite for Irish characters, Irish stories on Hallmark. They eat it up over there. And over here too, if Laura's anything to go by.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously, I imagine for the Christmas Irish version, you know, there'll be no slopes and skiing. It'll have to be the meet on the farm or something. She goes back home to her hometown of, you know, 500 people.
Yeah, no doubt. And the one I was in, Love's Portrait, just in case, you know, you're curious and you have nothing to watch at the weekend. This one was typical cheese. There's a museum curator in the state. She finds a painting that she's searching for the artist. The painting is of her, by the way. She happens to come into Ireland. She traces it back. Myself and my brother run a post office, of course, in Kilkenny. And it turns out we have a very strong connection to the painting. Love blossoms, naturally enough.
Of course, yeah.
And, I'm a bit of a matchmaker in it all, and essentially they fall in love and I'm left running the post office on my own.
But in the sequel, Catherine, you'll find love in the next Hallmark movie.
I mean, fingers crossed, I can only hope, Andrea. But they are, like, the amount that are shot here is unbelievable. I think they come and go and people don't know the amount of Hallmark shot in Ireland. And look, it's interesting from an actor's point of view. Like, some actors absolutely turn their nose up at the Hallmark thing.
Right.
But, like, look, a gig's a gig. You get treated so well, I have to say that. Like,
why not? Movie's a movie.
Well, and look, you're done in 2 to 3 weeks. And honestly, unless you're in a hotel in America, you turn on the Hallmark channel, or you're like,
well, actually, when you mentioned that and the set of it, Rebecca's on the line too, Catherine, because Rebecca, you visited the set of a Hallmark movie when you were over in Canada.
I did, yeah. Well,
why?
I live there now. I'm home for a visit.
Oh, right, okay.
It was. I live in Vancouver, and it's kind of well known that a lot of films are shot there. And the set in itself has actually been reused for the likes of Riverdale and like the Sabrina remake that was on Netflix, anything Netflix does. So it was called Martini Film Studios, and it's about an hour outside of Vancouver. And it was a rare, nice day. It can be a bit miserable in winter in Vancouver. It's not as snowy as people think. It's more rainy, kind of like ourselves. So we went over one afternoon, and it was a beautiful day. And like, you first come through and there's the town square, and it's got the city hall, Santa's workshop, all the storefronts, diners, Christmas trees everywhere, food trucks, buildings decorated like Christmas presents, and music's pumping.
Exactly like
the movie.
The shops
are hilarious as well. Yeah, like the shop, like there was a university apparel shop, and it was called like the University of Love. And like, there were sweet shops and bakeries and grocery stores and hotels. And so we made up our own storyline when we were there.
And acted it out. It's fun and kind of clean and wholesome as the set is in the movie. It is.
Oh, super, super clean. And like, it's you can actually walk around. Like, it's a proper lot. It's kind of like if you've ever seen the likes on Friends, how that was all shot in LA, even though it's set in New York. Like, that whole kind of town, it's kind of like that a little bit. And they've got different stages that you can go at. And they had a choir come out and sing on the steps of City Hall, and Santa did his rounds. And you know, you can get yourself like a hot drink, bit of food.
Well, that's the thing. I always notice that, Laura, in the Hallmark movies at Christmas, they're always drinking hot chocolate. They love to bake cookies. Like, they're never going out in the 12 pubs getting drunk.
Do you know what? I don't think there was a pub there now that I think about it.
Do you notice that, Laura, in them? You do?
Yeah, they're so gorgeous. And like, for some reason, the weather always cooperates. So it's really snowy and it's perfect. It's going to never get a drop of rain. Everything looks so gorgeous and picturesque. They meet for their hot chocolate. And as you mentioned, it's never pubs or falling around out of pubs. And like, it's also very PG in terms of like the content of the movie as well. So maybe that's part of it for these Hallmark films.
Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin, Brendan Kelly, is on the line. Brendan, what is it that we love about a Christmas Hallmark movie?
Oh, well, I love Hallmark Christmas movies. I'm going to be honest. And when you tell me they're looking for a leading man, I am ready to step
Brilliant.
Into that role. I might not be exactly what they have in mind,
Absolutely.
But I have a keen appreciation of these movies. And, you know, there's actually quite a scientific understanding about why we like these formulaic romantic or Christmas movies. I mean, obviously enough, they're very reassuring, they're very positive, and things work out well. But they also produce a hormone called oxytocin from our brains, which is known as the love hormone. Now, that is a simplification, but it is released by all kinds of romantic stimuli, particularly relaxing things like predictable romantic comedies or predictable romantic Christmas films.
So it's a comfort thing, is it? Just like a little bit like a comfort blanket.
Oh, it's a huge comfort thing, far more than a comfort blanket, because what happens is this oxytocin is released by our brains into our bloodstream, and we basically bathe in this hormone that promotes positive feelings and relaxation. And also, because of the predictability of these films, we can turn off our critical faculties. So it's the perfect way to relax, biologically and psychologically, as well as emotionally. So it makes a great deal of sense why we watch so much of these things.
Like, we all know that they're kind of, you know, sort of rubbish watches and they're silly. Like, I actually enjoy them. The odd one at Christmas, I would sit in and watch. If I was, you know, you're kind of exhausted lying on the couch, they're easy watching. So is it because it's around that festive Christmas time of the year, or is it something else that they do for us?
Oh, well, it's partly because of the Christmas time of year, but I'd be very happy to watch a formulaic romantic Christmas movie in the middle of July. And it's because of the escape, the predictability and the familiarity of these based on other movies, and also this fantasy that maybe our lives could be like this. But most of all, Andrea, we live very cognitive lives. We're thinking about things, remembering things, figuring things out. What these movies do is they let us switch off that part of our brain. We just switch that cognitive critical part of the brain off. We relax into this bed of positive hormones,
yeah,
and positive neurotransmitters, the oxytocin, the serotonin. And it's a very happy, healthy and nourishing state, provided maybe you don't do it all day, every day.
So it's the predictability of it, Brendan, is that it? It's just the fact that we know everybody's going to end up happily ever after.
Nothing bad is going to happen. There might be very slight, gentle tension about a third of the way through, but so mild as to only be a tiny little stimulation and to remind us of the sheer joy and the inevitability of romantic love reaching its inevitable conclusion. And that's why we like this. It's fantasy, it's release, and that is so important for us from a mental health point of view.
Do you have a favourite Hallmark movie?
Oh, they merge into one. I couldn't name one.
No, I know.
I just switch on Netflix, put in the word Christmas, and all kinds of variants on a theme come up. And what's really funny is sometimes the same actors are in a few of them and you start to mix them up.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, are they kind of smiling at each other and throwing their eyes up to heaven behind the camera because of the predictability? But all of that just adds to the joy and adds to the benefit and the impact, and really that they're highly recommended.
Yeah, they do all kind of blend into one from my memory. Lindsay Lohan is really the only one I remember starring in a lot of them. What's your top Hallmark Christmas movie recommendation, Laura?
Oh, Andrea, I'm the exact same. All of them have merged into one. None of the titles have ever stuck with me. I watch the ones that are served to me on the streamers that I use because my algorithm is there. They know what I like, the lovely, warm, fuzzy, all of those. I'm going to watch the one that Catherine says she's in, but other than that,
Love's
none
Portrait.
Of the titles have stayed in my head.
What's your top recommendation, Catherine?
There is one that I remember called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Henry Winkler's in it. I mean, do you need more of an excuse?
Well, with a title like that, that's told me everything already about it. What about you, Rebecca? What do you think people should watch?
There was a one that came out more recently. Jennifer Coolidge and Kathy Najimy are in it. Single All the Way. I quite like that one.
Single All the Way. Deadly. Well, look, if you fancy being the next Mr. Christmas, you can get all of the details. As I said, they're looking for 10 guys to compete in the series of challenges to test their acting skills and their festive spirit. You can find that out on Hallmark Channel. Brendan Kelly, Laura Donnelly, Rebecca, Catherine McKiernan, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.